first today. There is a crocodile on the loose on Mulgrave Road. Now, I'm not joking here. Phil Staley joins me. Phil, good morning.
G'day, Fiona. How are you?
I'm well. Now, this is not April Fool's Day. This is the real thing, isn't it?
Absolutely not an April Fool's Day either, Fiona. I'm standing about probably 5-6 metres away from this dead crocodile. It's a saltwater crocodile, about 2 metres long, and it is literally out the front of the Cairns District Youth and Recreation Association, where they do kendo and those sort of things, on Mulgrave Road in Cairns at the moment. And I can tell you where he came from too, Fiona. Given the road tech works here, quite a scare. They were working on a drain, just cleaning it out, and this fella just walked right out of the drain about 10 minutes or so ago. Oh, sorry, it was about 10 past 8 this morning. Yeah, the croc came out of the drain and everyone went, that's not supposed to be there. You can imagine some of the faces.
Oh, that is incredible. 2 metres. I mean, that's still a fair size.
Look, it is. I mean, and this is where we, you know, us locals go, it's just a baby. And I've actually heard that very thing said by a few of the onlookers here at the moment because the crowd is gathering. But look, it's reasonable and it's definitely a dangerous animal, as we all know, estuarine crocodiles are. Fiona, the police are on hand, got the unenviable job of holding this fella at bay with a long broom. Now, basically, the main concern is to make sure he doesn't walk out because, of course, we're right next to a three-lane highway.
Oh, goodness.
So exactly. We've got to make sure the croc doesn't wander out there. So there's a police officer that, not surprisingly, isn't interested in talking to me because he has not taken his eyes off his croc. He's about 3 metres away from it with a long broom just making sure that croc doesn't move. So it's a bizarre scenario, Fiona. We're told the Queensland Parks and Wildlife have been called and they're on their way. And at the moment there's also now a tip truck from some of the workers here has lined up to make sure, to block off this scene from, I suppose, ongoing traffic. And I suppose police don't want too many people hearing me talking to you on the radio. Probably won't help that.
Phil, do we know what's going to happen to this crocodile?
I don't know, but through other crocodile stories that we've covered over the years, I'm pretty sure that they will take this fella out to one of the crocodile farms because Queensland Parks and Wildlife, once they obviously do come and grab these crocodiles, they have nowhere to, you know, there's no croc pen as such. So they'll be taken into some sort of enclosure. Or that said, they may release him back to the wild. Well, okay, the Queensland Parks and Wildlife gentleman just got here and everyone just jumped because the croc also jumped, had a snap at him. Okay, now there's a just. Let me talk you through this best I can. The gentleman's got his hand on the crocodile's back now. They've just put a towel over his head. Now, a few blokes, there's a road tech worker there who's, I don't think he thought he'd be doing this this morning. This police officer got the croc by the tail. There's a bloke on the croc's back and there's a bloke holding the croc's jaw closed with a towel at the moment. Wow, you've got to see this to believe this, Fiona. This is quite amazing. And there's a lot of amateur photographers snapping away as well. Now, the crocodile, they're making sure he's safe. Let me talk you through this. They're going to have to try and tie his jaw closed.
Right.
This Queensland Parks and Wildlife man is doing that at the moment. Oh, dear. Okay, so they're holding the croc's jaw closed with the end of a hand. Here goes a piece of elastic around the crocodile's jaws. Okay, so the croc can't bite anybody now. He's been subdued, if you want. I've got to give credit to this Parks and Wildlife bloke. He just strolled right up to it and just grabbed it. I've never seen anything like that. It's amazing.
Wow, so the croc is subdued. It's not struggling to get away.
It's not happy. It's got three men sitting on its back, a road tech worker, a police officer, and a Queensland Parks and Wildlife ranger. So you've got the all-stars on its back. They've closed its mouth. It looks like they've taken care of it now. I'll see if I'm getting close and find out where it's going for you. And I might have to get back to you on this.
All right.
But they have, he's definitely been subdued now. And I'll find out where they're going to take this young fella.
All right, Phil. Well, keep us informed and, you know, don't get too close.
All right, it's been fun.
Thank you.